Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Even D2, the podcast covering Division III sports through interviews with those involved in Division III. Today we have our first matchup episode where we'll be covering the Final Four matchup between the number two ranked team in the country, Transylvania, and the number one ranked team, NYU. Both teams having great years on the women's side of things. Transylvania 31-0 on the year. NYU 29-0 on the year, so both having exceptional years. Great matchup we get to see in the Final Four. We're going to start with hearing from NYU starting point guard Megan Bauman. She's a graduate transfer from Babson College, had a great career there 4 years, and really flourishing in her new role at NYU. Really good point guard, high IQ, gets her teammates involved, great leader. So let's get into a conversation with Megan. All right, I'm here with Megan and Neruda. How you guys feeling today?
Good.
Appreciate you taking your time out of your day to join us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So you guys traveled to Ohio today where you guys are going to be playing in the Final Four. What was today like? What you guys traveling? How long was the flight? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we had practice this morning at our gym and then got some food, headed to the airport. That flight was only about an hour. And then we got here, had some dinner, and then going to pretty much go to bed tonight after this.
Respect.
How has it been just getting to spend extra time with your teammates? Obviously, it's a long year, but your teammates are your teammates.
It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, this is my first year at NYU, but I feel like the bonds that I've made are ones that are going to last a lifetime. The upperclassmen and even the underclassmen since the beginning have like taken me in and taken everyone in on the team. And we really cherish like the moments. Our conferences, we're traveling a lot anyway. So we really cherish those moments on the road.
Yeah. I want to talk a little about that. So you're originally from Babson where you had a great career. You led the team to NCAA tournament appearance. You school record for assists. You scored over 1,000 points in high school at Babson. So what was the reason for coming to NYU?
Yeah, it was mainly for academic reasons. Academics have always been the most important thing to me. And NYU had a program in sports business. Undergrad, I did business at Babson. But I really want to work in the sports industry doing like consulting and analytics. So, and they had a perfect graduate opportunity for me to take, and I also wanted to go to a top basketball school, so they both kind of fit right into place.
Gotcha.
That's dope. And you said it was an easy transition, right? Just with the seniors and upperclassmen that you already had on the team.
Yeah, and there's two other graduate students, and one's Morgan Morrison. She's from Smith, so we played against each other. We know each other pretty well. And then Erica Miller also, so automatically had like those grad students, but then the seniors and captains, juniors have really just been great from the beginning, having team bonding events and stuff like that.
Nice. So you're joining a NYU team that made it to the Elite Eight last year, and now you guys are in the Final Four. So how does it feel to help a team come back to the NCAA tournament and also help them go farther?
I mean, it feels great. Every opportunity you have in the NCAA tournament, it's tough to get to the NCAA tournament to begin with. You have to establish yourself and potentially win your conference or be good enough to get an at-large bid. So that feels great to begin with. But the way we've played this season, and I think getting over the hump, there was kind of a hump of making it to the Elite Eight two times in a row and not making it to the Final Four and coming up a little bit short, losing both times to the eventual national champions, but coming up a bit short. I feel like this year we finally got over that hump.
All right. So this week you're playing a great, on Thursday, you're playing a great team in Transylvania. And like you said, you lost them in both years in the Elite Eight. So what has been the focal point in practice this week?
For sure. I mean, they're a great team. They've won 64 plus straight games. I'm sure they're very well coached. And I think they bring something a little bit different than other teams in the different defenses they play. But again, we're mainly focused on ourselves and how we're going to attack the game and prepare for the game.
Yeah. I know you weren't on the team last year, but like you said, you guys played Transylvania last year in the Elite Eight and you lost to them. So does this Final Four matchup almost feel like a revenge game for the girls in the locker room?
I mean, I definitely think people remember that loss. Those kind of losses at the end of the season definitely sting, but we prepare for every game pretty much the same. No matter who the team we're playing is, we scout the same and we put the same amount of effort in. So we're doing that same thing this week for Transylvania.
Yeah. You're coming off a great performance yourself. You had a double-double, 11 points and 10 assists in the Elite Eight game. And Transylvania, like you talked about, plays a ton of different defenses. They're averaging 23.5 points per game off of turnovers. So as a point guard, how do you plan on keeping your team comfortable and getting good looks throughout the whole game?
That's something I kind of pride myself in, I think, is just facilitating and trying to stay calm, even when things aren't going well. We're going to have some turnovers in the game, and that's going to happen. It's part of the game. But keeping everyone calm and just trying to continue to facilitate and really probe on offense and get my teammates involved, as well as look for myself.
Yeah, respect.
One thing I wanted to ask as a facilitator, you know, point guard, you're leading the team. Are you watching film of the other teams before the games, like just to see how they play defense and see the areas that you can exploit?
For sure. Preparation is something I'm huge on. You know, preparation is where your confidence comes from, I think. And it's both off the court and on the court. So watching film, breaking down their defense, breaking down whoever I'm going to be guarding, and finding out what their tendencies are, and just and trying to do whatever I can to help the team. And then obviously in practice, working on shots that I think I see that could be available in the game and where I can get my teammates involved.
Yeah, this is a crazy big event, highly anticipated matchup between the number one ranked team and the number two ranked team playing in the Final Four. So what is your mindset kind of going in? This is your first time playing in an atmosphere like this, going to be in Ohio. So talk to me about that.
Sure. Like I talked about before, we pretty much take every game the same and prepare for every game the same. I do think that obviously you want to embrace the atmosphere, and it is the Final Four. It's a great opportunity to go out and have fun playing basketball, doing something that we love together as a team. And so just embracing that opportunity and taking the most of every moment here.
Right. So on every good team, you know, you have some players that might have to sacrifice a little bit. And I kind of wanted to ask you to shed light on who are some players that are maybe not getting the recognition every night, but they're the key difference when it comes to your winning.
For sure. I think there's a few people that come to mind. First is Belle Plekia. She's gotten recognition, and she's definitely a scorer and a big threat on our team. But I think a lot of the things that she does don't show up in the stat sheet. And, you know, from people that don't know basketball as well or from the outside looking in, they always look at points and who's scoring the most points, and that's who the best players are. But I think on our team, we are really balanced, and the people that get recognition might be the people that score the most points, but that's not the whole picture of what's going on. I think Erica Miller also is someone that, you know, she really helps our team, is a really good knockdown shooter and really locks into her matchup defensively. but also just, you know, everyone in the locker room has a role on our team, and we have a scout team. Like, they're helping us prepare. Like, they are the utmost importance to our team because they're helping us prepare, acting as the offense and the defense of the other team. And if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be where we are this year.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know it's getting late here, and you got to get some sleep preparing for the big week. Good luck Thursday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a good night. Good luck.
Great stuff we just got from Megan. Now we're going to hear from starting center at Transylvania, Deja Thornton, having a great year, averaging close to a double-double, 15 points and 9 rebounds. Transylvania is coming off of a national championship last year, so great insight we get behind that locker room and how they feel as the underdogs in this matchup. So I won't keep you any longer. Let's hear from Deja. All right, I'm here with Deja and Neruda. How you guys feeling today?
Good.
Feeling good. Excited to get this episode.
Yeah. Appreciate you taking your time joining us. It means a lot.
No problem. Of course.
So you guys, this is a travel day for both teams. What was the day like for Transylvania?
So we started out, we had practice around 12. We watched some film, and then we had a little bit of time to get our stuff and head to the bus. And we left around 3:30 and drove about 3 hours, but there ended up being traffic, so it took us just a little bit longer. And then we went out to eat dinner, and then now we're chilling in a hotel.
Yeah. Do you like long car rides or no? Like bus rides, I meant?
Not really. I'd rather catch a flight, but we just came from Wisconsin. We got back on Sunday, and that was about 7-8 hours drive. So we're pretty tired from that.
I feel you.
What's like the vibe of the team right now? Like, is anyone talking about the game or now are we just trying to just focus on other things and just stay chill?
We're really excited about the game. You know, today, a year ago, we played NYU in the Elite Eight when we hosted, and, you know, it's exciting, and we've been seeing all the social media posts, and we're just ready for the game.
All right, let's not talk too much about the game. Let's get into a little bit something else before we get into it. So it's Tuesday, Thursday is game day. What's your own game day preparation like from the wake up to game time?
So usually I get up, turn on some music. I like to listen to rap, so it gets me in my mood. And then one of my pregame things is I get a Dunkin' coffee, and it's like a large vanilla iced coffee with extra sugar, extra cream. And I drink it out like during the game, so that's one of my things that's different.
That's tough. I never heard that.
Yeah. Keep the
I got you. Who's your favorite rapper?
I like the coffee. I like the coffee choice to get into the game. I do that too, just to say.
Who's your rap artist though?
I got a wide variety. If I really want to get in my mood, I listen to Herb, or, you know,
her is her. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So you guys are in the Final Four now, and you're obviously one of the best players on your team, and you play heavy minutes all year. So one thing I just want to ask you, how do you keep your body like at peak shape and also your mind too? Because like I said, you know, you're playing heavy minutes all year. I'm guessing that you're working all summer and the spring and the fall to get where you are now. So how do you do that?
Yeah. You know, eating healthy is pretty important. Usually during like conference season, I try to cut back on a lot of my food, which maybe isn't the best thing, but you know, I still try to eat a little bit in here and there, and then staying with the trainers, you know, work doing the Normatec and ice baths. I just took an ice bath yesterday, so I'm feeling pretty good. And then I got into the hot tub right after, so feeling loose. And, you know, mentally, I just stick to the game plan. Like, the end goal is a national championship, so it's not that hard to stay motivated.
Word. So to start the year, preseason rankings, you guys were ranked number one. And since then, NYU has been ranked number one from week one all the way to now. I know we talked a little about what the vibe in the locker room is, but I want to hear more about how that feels going up against the number one team in the country and big time matchup in the Final Four.
Yeah, I'm not really into like the number one, number two. I mean, last year we were set at number two the whole year and ended up playing number one CNU and we ended up beating them. So number two might be good for us, you know. We like that spot. We like to be the underdogs to show people that maybe we are supposed to be number one.
You got a big time matchup. NYU has two great front court players, one in Natalie Bruns, who's averaging almost 15 points per game. She got five double doubles on the year. And then Morgan Morrison, who's a transfer, averaging 14 points and has two 20-point double-doubles. So what is your mindset going against those type of players, and how do you plan on stopping them?
Yeah, like, they definitely have some good pieces on their team, and we have gone against, you know, All-Americans from all different teams this whole season. So we kind of have a game plan where we want to kind of attack those All-Americans and try to figure out, or like we focus in on them and see what we can do to stop them. And then hopefully we come up with the win. It's been successful so far.
Yeah. I saw that. This is actually really cool. So you played NYU last year. You had 22 points and 17 rebounds. And then you played Smith, where Morgan Morrison was playing, and you had 18 points and 11 rebounds, but she also had 24. So I'm definitely looking forward to that matchup and eager to see how you try to shut them down.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Are you watching a lot of film before the games, just like looking at, you know, who you're guarding and also like how they play defense too?
Yeah, so we've kind of been watching just different games here and there throughout the whole season just to see, you know, what other teams have done. And then recently, because this is the next team we play, our coaches have been letting us watch film on what has worked and what hasn't worked and what we need to do so that it fits into our play style. We play a pretty good zone, and, you know, we have to make different adjustments because of their pieces, the pieces that they have. So it's interesting, and we see what we need to do, and hopefully we execute that on Thursday.
Word. So I just wanted to preface this next question by saying this. Only four teams have won back-to-back championships in D3 women's basketball. Now, obviously, you talked a lot about how, you know, to play for a national championship, that, you know, that keeps you locked in. But I wanted you to kind of talk more about that. How do you guys stay locked in when you guys are on the precipice of history?
Honestly, we don't really think about it, you know. We also have a 64-game win streak, I think. You know, we don't really – count the games, but we just know one game at a time. You got to keep it that way, because if you keep looking too far ahead in the future, you're not focused on the present, and that's what it is. So,
word.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you locked in for this game on Thursday. Definitely good luck for you guys, and I'm not going to say what side I'm on, but just going to say good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you joining. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Not Even D2. If you haven't already, make sure to go follow all the socials at Not Even D2. You can catch every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm your host, KJ Allison, and I'll see you next episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.